Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for this Softly Spoken Saturday, which is really, really long overdue. I am so sorry. I've just been really busy and just taking a lot of time for myself and my mental energy, but I'm back. I'm ready to just do my work and everything. So thank you guys so much for your patience and just being so lenient with me. I really appreciate everyone's support heavily. So let's get on today's topic. Today's topic is catching up on literally everything. So a lot has happened in January and February, and I'm here to talk about it. So in January, there was actually a game that I voiced for that got released onto the Nintendo Switch. It was an indie game called Pop Slinger. I voice acted 3 characters in Pop Slinger, which is pretty crazy. I voice acted Jin and Rhea, the 2 main characters, and then I voice acted a boss, and that was honestly insane. Just being part of this whole process, you know, being hired by the director and just getting the characters, developing the voices for them was really, really cool. And seeing it all come to life has been crazy. Never seen myself on the Nintendo Switch, and I never would have thought to ever see myself there. So it's pretty crazy, and yeah, it was a really cool experience. If you're personally interested in checking out Pop Slinger, I will leave a link in the description of this post, and it will take you to all the information you need about the game itself. But yeah, I really do hope you guys enjoy. If you guys do end up playing it, do let me know how your experience was. I'd love to discuss with some of you, and yeah. Speaking on voice acting, like video games and such, I actually do have an update. So I am voice acting for another Roblox game, which is super, super exciting. It's called Noriety, and I voice acted a civilian who happens to be a very privileged-sounding valley girl. And I haven't really done this voice a lot, but I can just say this now. I am very, very good at doing a valley girl accent. I love it. It is so fun to do. And yeah, maybe for a future video, I'll do a little valley girl stuff. I would love to do that in all. I might do it in the summer. I feel like summertime especially would fit that setting. But let me know what you think. How would you feel if I, Beffy, made a series on my channel that surrounded a valley girl? Pretty cool. Or not cool at all. We'll see. But yeah, so voice acting for them was really fun. I got to meet some notorious voice actors in the Roblox community, and I was astonished. I was like, wow, you voice acted this? I always wanted to know who did it, and, you know, like, possibly collab with them, and here I am working with them. It is insane. It's just an amazing experience. I love meeting new voice actors. It is so, so fun. It's just, I don't know, just something that really draws me in with other voice actors is knowing that they share the same passion and drive that I do. I love making these stories. I love voice acting so, so much. And meeting someone else with that same mindset is honestly just a breath of fresh air. It's like, wow, they know what I'm feeling right now. And I know what they're feeling. So it feels great just to know that these people are around, and just befriending them is a great, great time. Plus, voice calls are honestly really interesting, in all honesty. Being in a voice call with a bunch of voice actors, you know, it's gonna get pretty chaotic pretty fast. And yes, I am saying this from experience. I've been in Discord servers filled to the brim with voice actors, and VCs are actually insane. Just know if you ever decide to be a voice actor and join the community, just know that VCs will never, and I mean never, be boring. There's always going to be just craziness and just a lot of, you know, just a lot of voice acting, evidently. But, you know, it is what it is. The next topic that I want to talk about is definitely some situations that went down in the ASMR VA community. I wouldn't say includes drama, but it's something that I personally think has been popping up more and due to recent events with a lot of online creators being harassed and all that stuff, we need to discuss the dangers of parasocial relationships. So due to recent events, there have been a lot of content creators on social media expressing the dangers about these types of relationships. And if anyone doesn't know what it is, I'll just give you a basic breakdown. So the definition from Google is basically a one-sided relationship where one person extends emotional energy, interest, and time, and the other person is completely unaware of the other's existence. So as someone who's done content online, which involves role play and all that stuff, I had had situations where people weren't able to differentiate the characters I played from me. Fortunately enough, it's never gone to a point where I was physically in danger or they did something drastic. It was more so they didn't really realize I wasn't their anime girlfriend. But I've had situations where I talked about my partner in real life and people were upset at me. They were upset at me. I even had to shut down my public Discord server because stuff like this got pretty intense. And at that point, I was more so concerned that it would get worse and worse. So I decided just to distance myself and take a step back and just focus on making content. And that was it. But recently, the past 2 months, I've realized that a lot of content creators have been calling out behaviors that enable these relationships. And I just want to put this out here now. Voice actors are not their characters and probably never will be. No, definitely never will be. We just play a role for a certain amount of time and that's it. Everything we do is 100% fantasy. This isn't us. This is us playing a role. And, you know, I love role play, but the moment someone steps over that boundary and can't differentiate me from my character, it definitely gets very, very odd, very uncomfortable very quickly. So out of experience, I know how it feels like to be on the receiving end for these relationships. So that's why I take initiatives to ensure that people know that this isn't me. For example, if you haven't noticed, my intros at the beginning of my videos are very silly. You know, it's just a typical Beffy video. Like, everyone would know that it's a Beffy video based on how I do my intro. And I found out that doing that has definitely helped audience members separate me as an actor from the character I play, which is great. They are more than allowed to be attracted to the character I play, but as long as they leave me out of it, I'm completely fine. You can do whatever you want to the character, but the character is not me. I'm just doing my job. But yes, I definitely think this topic situation definitely needed to be brought up within the community, because enabling these behaviors is not only dangerous to the audience member themselves, but the content creator. And the last thing we need is more drama, more harm. You know, we don't need any of that. So we just need to acknowledge that these types of relationships are bad. We need to acknowledge when they're happening and how to personally avoid them. I'm honestly very glad that the community is starting to just kind of educate themselves on what to do and how to avoid it and all that stuff, so we can have a safe environment for both the listener and the content creator. And us content creators, all we want for you guys is to have an immersive experience with the characters we play. And if you guys have a good experience overall, that means we did our job. But yeah, that is something that I did want to talk about because it was starting to be brought up a bit more in the community. If anyone's active on, for example, Twitter or, you know, yeah, Discord, you might have seen a few mentions of this topic. But that's my personal take on things. I definitely think we should talk about it, and I'm glad that this conversation is coming up. And on that, I think I can end this week's Softly Spoken Saturday on a high note. As a community, I can tell that we're doing amazing things. We're helping each other out, we're discovering growth as a whole, and honestly, that is just amazing. And I'm very happy to be here. And I'm definitely very happy to be able to give you all the content you deserve. Okay, that's this week's Softly Spoken Saturday. See you guys next week, and make sure to treat yourself to something nice, because you definitely deserve it. I don't know what you did, but you probably did something good, so there you go. See you guys next week.